Mr. Swope, ladies and gentlemen, the community chest is the service of supply to the forces of our local welfare agencies that are combating human misery and consolidating the gains that have been made in Social Security in your own community. From the community chest come the sinews of war against the most relentless enemies of the needy. The federal government, recognizing the national character of the problem, has assumed the task of providing for those who can properly be employed through a work program. And by means of its Social Security program, it is sharing with state and local governments the care of the blind, the care of the widowed, and the care of the aged. But there remain very many other human needs that are the responsibility of the community chest agencies. This is a partnership, this distribution of responsibility according to the character of the problem. Through the successful operation of this partnership, our nation is meeting its needs. Community welfare agencies are needed everywhere to provide an adequate answer to those local calls for help which no people can ignore. The community chest is a time-tested agency which has grown up from experience in order to assure coordinated and effective work by all of these agencies. Its value is no more debatable than the relative merit of an assembled operating engine as compared with the same engine before its parts have been put together. There is a big and vital job to be done. Federal agencies will do their part, but the job cannot be done unless the community welfare agencies are functioning also. The machinery to do the job is ready in your community, everywhere. In nearly all of our cities, it is now in operation. But like any practical machine ever devised by man, it must have fuel or it will not continue to run. And this is refueling time. Fortunately, this appeal comes at a time when the national income is rising and the number of Americans left defenseless against poverty and hunger is diminishing. There is a firm, well-grounded public conviction that the recent desperate winters of human need are, if we hold steadfastly to our course, never to recur. And it is equally certain that millions of families and individuals will need all the help that their local welfare agencies can give them. Let us all share our increasing prosperity. With gratitude for our increased measure of ability to bear this burden, I am confident that our people will respond more generously than ever before to the appeal that the community chest now presents. Such a response to the appeal of human needs has never been wholly adequate, but step by step, with the partnership of local and federal agencies, with the partnership of government aid and private charity, our people are coming nearer to the splendid goal of Social Security for all. 1936 and 1937 furnish our opportunity for another advance. And so may each and every one of us, in every community, in every state, contribute our share in answer to this great appeal to meet human needs.